Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and don't get ill. That's right, y'all. We bought it rough. We call it your bluff. And when it comes to
West,
don't scandalize mine.
Drama. We about to burn the motherfucking streets up with this shit. Breakfast Club. I want to welcome everybody to the motherfucking Red Room. This ain't a mixtape. This is life. Get 'em. It's been a long time. Get reacquainted with the world famous. You know how on point my aim is. Long range snipers. Clash of the Titans. Chrome piping. And it's 300 like Leonidas. Snub in the bubble goose. Riding down the interstate where fiends put the needles in the arm and let them penetrate. Leaning sideways with my fitted straight. The 27's on point. The paint job of New York minute late. Check my automobile. No clouds in my stones. Project ringing, standing by the corner store. Two Glocks on me, bang, bang, if you want a war. That was 05, now we born and on this tour. Screaming out thug life, pouring Bellevue on your whore. Money, I'm involved with it, wake up and ball with it. Kobe Gasol with it, uncut raw with it. Chop bricks, take trips, OT. Before I had a goatee, I used to bag the OZ. Yeah, fish scale, nigga. What up, ghost? Then stashing by the oak tree, moving by the coke leaf. Drama let the llama nick niggas like Charles Oakley. Nigga, don't insult me. I banana boat, B-R-C-K-S's, and stuff them in the Lexus. I'm sitting fat like precious, Christ upon a necklace. Can I keep them clips on the dresser? Yes, sir, I'm about to ball. Louis bag the fucking mall. Bitches, money, and fast cars, nigga, I want it all. Yeah, word to my kids, nigga, I want it all. NASCAR game, why the fuck would I stall? I'm the franchise, nigga, Chris fucking Paul. Empty out the cannon, hit your bitch, you the truck and all. Withdraw 200,000, and then fuck it all. King of the hill, got a dime bitch cut and raw. She bagged the last nigga, I unzipped, she sucking soft. Black Superman, yeah, I'm a butter law. I put this hollow tip a quarter inch above your jaw. Eat out a fucking straw. Blindfold your bitch, toss her in the trunk. After the first 48, that bitch smelling like a skunk. It's a rack, I rack when I rack the pump. Throw me in the gang module and tell them rack the bump. The Breakfast Club, nigga, no Captain Crunch. This for my dog niggas that eat cats for lunch. I'm hungry, like I ain't trapped in months. So nigga, act and stunt, my Glock pack a punch. Or rockin' heckler cots and Sylvia Pine box. Leave your head wrapped for months while I pass the blunt to my niggas. We all rocked out, what's up, Jigga? Sometimes I be in BK with Fab on the freeway. Lincoln Continental, and I cop it off of eBay. I pop sham like it's my B-Day. Horsepower under my hood like it's the Olympic relay. My flow right on time, no delays. I raise $1 million, send it off to Chile. Word to my Red Cross, I don't fuck with Red Cross. I'm all mad, nigga, EA, I'm in VA. Money talks with Dre and Pharrell on three-way. Them 28s, that's my DJ, they spinning shit. When I took trips OT, I never rented shit. I just dropped and copped, and then I tennis shit. Diddy and Mike Epps, I'm all about the Benjamins. In it for the benefits, I'll be down to 10 and 6. Tell them give me a porterhouse and some egg benedict. Damn, that was good. But I'm still hungry, and I'm living it. I'll be out in Venice, shit. They say Weezy Jordan, nigga, I'm on my Pippin shit. They say Drake LeBron, I'm on my Mo Williams shit. If T.I.P. is Kobe, then fuck it, I'm dead fish and shit. Long as I'm in the starting five, I'ma get it in. Cause I promised the city Compton I would get it in. I was outcasted, Andre Benjamin. Now I slide through with my Dominican women friend. She like, put no feelings in, yeah. Giuseppe Hills, expensive wines, Paris Seal. It ain't tricking, I just spend money on cheap thrills. Big Phantoms, sweet wheels, backseat like like a club, make them bitches eat pills. Take Patron shots to the personal chrome Glock. J Electronica, it's a dome shot. So I had to spill it, nigga, I had to kill it. I was the turtle in the race, I made the rabbit feel it. Yeah, keep running, nigga, house it by the subway. Fill it through the project, comb through the Mercy and Lago, a foreign object. Number one prospect, the day that I was drafted. After Magmatic, unleash the fucking bastard. Don't respect none of you niggas, get in the casket. Talking ratchet, never touch the fucking automatic. Drama, this is tragic, put it in the plastic. 88 bars and run and throw it with my other classes.
Drama, you should've warned these niggas, I'm about to kill them.
Yeah, trash baggage. This is crack, and I know you've been fiending for this. Come get your packs, I do it for the music, nigga. Fuck the plaque, ain't on no beat shit, but it's still fuck the rats. And when I'm in New York, I set a bunch of traps. Put the cheese where they can see it, and if you stunt, you clap. Catch them in the club, that's when I stump them flat. Nigga, get up after that, go get a fucking bat. I tell you about these fucking rats. They either snitch or bend over to catch. No matter how you look at it, I hate fucking rats. Get my bottle of Ciroc and I twist the cap. Sit back, watch the NBA playoffs and roll it back, yeah. Real fat, yeah, all I do is stack bread. In the hood, on the wall like a fucking fathead. Two nines on your back, one sack, yeah. This my block and you niggas can't trap here. Unless you wanna get clapped here, head whack, yeah. I'm killing niggas, I should have 100 tats here. Celebrate your death, toast bottles and clap beers. It's gonna be a cold summer, come through like bird. The Red Phantom bullshit, the 25 Steve Kirk. The beat insane, just blazing this motherfucker. The cars outside, the caves in this motherfucker. I should let off a couple strays in this motherfucker. Fuck that, trying to get laid in this motherfucker. Yo, tell your friends, get with my friends. Yeah, meet me in the parking lot. License plate aftermath, screaming out fuck 50. Wouldn't snitch for half his cash. If he wasn't such a bitch, nobody would've had the blast. Sit us down in Jacksonville, don't make me have to rap your jack. Cause I'd rather be in Sanjo Pay and packing bags with bitches that speak French. How you say catch a cab? I don't trick euros, I don't trick pounds. I bowling ball bitches till I knock them all down. Like the 93 pot, I get around. Doubles by the staircase, crack by the back door. Navigate my way through the south, I used to trap, ho. Hard the way through Queensbridge, moving packs, yo. Might have lost a couple friends, but I got my gat, though. Blast foe, my rat foes could never stop my cash flow. Had a Nike box of hundreds when I was in that RAV4. But now I pull up in that truck with the crash ball, with the mag low, give you everything that you ask for. Sometimes, I could be a fucking asshole. In the bank with my mask off, look at this nigga AR. Don't take your fucking mask off, just empty out the cash drawer. We on a suicide mission, but we don't give a fuck. Cause if we make it out, bigger house, bigger truck. I'm in a strip club with a Glock, nigga, what? Give me your bitch, she got a cuter face and bigger butt. I ain't gonna do shit but pour champagne on her. Hit it from the back and watch half of the Laker game on her. Don't put that back on, too many cum stains on it. Run a train on her, call cartoon, have them tattoo my name on her. Star Trek 2, you know what? Fuck it, aftermath too. Put a little smoke around it, then take it home and pound it. Helicopter outside, nigga, I'm surrounded. Had a spot in the jungles till the fucking feds found it. Mama, your son got a public announcement. I got 5 million in the walls and the couches. Don't even think about it, we got cameras, dogs, and guns. Ask Pepe, he was there, he can vouch it. Threw it in the trash can on some Oscar the Grouch shit. A bunch of green popped out, time to reroute shit. Settled down in Mississippi, got a down south clip. And my niggas like, we ain't know all about this. And any nigga ever snitch, got his fucking mouth fixed. You get 25, he get his fucking throat slit. Cut him like filet mignon and throw him off a boat, bitch. Beat him to the sharks, then dock the yacht. Oil in the water, damn, the ocean's so thick. Time to finish off his niggas on some trench coat shit. It's a drug war, real life grand theft. Catch you in the street, fuck you up and hit your man next. Come through on some retarded shit. Just spraying text, where my dogs at? Tell them I'm crazier than DMX. Lazier than Chinese eyes when I'm puffing that blueberry, I ain't talking where the muffins at. Roll up a sour diesel with some more, nigga. I split open the Dutch, then I'm stuffing that. You should get a flight to California, come fuck with that. That's all you, go ahead, hop in the truck with that. Take your damn Cashmere and hit Young Buck with that. Don't bring nothing back, Border Patrol cuffing that. I ain't trying to see the pen, I have to get my knuckles wrapped. I wake up real early, keep lunching fast. This shit easy, you rap niggas, my punching bag. I got some combinations, nigga, Pacquiao shit. Talking about you popping tags, talking about you popping Chris. Where you get it popping at? Nigga, you ain't popping shit. But an X-Pill, as I turn them Lex wheels, I got a mean phantom, very upset grill. Tell him why you mad, son, that nigga pulled the fast one. You know who you are, when I see you, that's your ass, son. But I'm in the club, throwing shots like my last gun. It's 2 o'clock, yeah, gotta make a cash run. Yo, go get the truck from around the corner, tell Wack I'm in my side. Into the 7-Eleven, about to blast one. This nigga AR will not keep his fucking mask on. Deal with it when we get to the crib. You niggas is wildin'. Wait till we get to the crib and split the fucking money up. Hit the block and dummy up. Shave the onion, slice it down the middle. That's a tummy tuck. That's how we doing in Compton. Fuck the police. Defend my hood like an NHL goalie. Sometimes it's cold on these motherfucking streets, nigga. Iced out rolling. And I still remember everything that Drake told me. Red polo fleece, sipping on that OE. Never been to jail cause I never had a Cody. Do it just like the OG. Cut the Impala in half, insert the gold D. And bounce this motherfucker till it got a slow leak. Flatbed, pick it up, and you know me. I'm going with the car all night, no sleep. Gotta get this motherfucker back on the strip. Next day we in the red Phantom 4D. Kids running up to the car, block off the whole street. It's the ice cream man, like the OP. Cali like the Lions O-line, it's where the hoes be. BC running shit like a nosebleed. Don't get it confused, or screwed like codeine. More swag than the niggas from the show me. That's your bitch, I'm about to mack her like Goldie. Shit, together we can rule the world, baby. Blacked out Cartiers, Four Seasons caviar. Spray a little Diddy on it, that'll get their panties off. Niggas see me in the lobby looking like Danny Soft. Catch me outside where I can let this fucking cannon off. Suit to the roof, bet I let this cannon off and put everything in the clip right where you standing, dog. Ride off in the Mozzie, like can I ball? For the bucks, I'm trying to get it like Brandon, dawg. Young Money, clearly NBA Rookie of the Year. I'm still standing tall, wish the Twin Towers was. Take innocent lives, that's the type of shit a coward does. I'm just reminiscing, smoking on the sour blood. Take a couple more hits and pass the shit around the bus. You can't tell me shit, I just seen 1,000 drugs, 100 rounds and 10 drums. That's 1,000 slugs. One day I flipped the kitchen table, found a bug. Kept looking, found another one right around the sub. Hey, yo, fam, can you hear me? Goddamn, I was taking a shit. Then I seen one by the tub, feeding my fish. It's the wire right by the rug. Dumb motherfuckers, this is not where they buy the drugs. That's salami in the kitchen that we frying up. The world full of bitches, all the niggas dying up. They stretching niggas out for crack, all the fiends trying dust. We got some mean smokers for the sack, they tie you up. Quarter sack, they get the pound. Brick, burn the house down. The connect ain't gonna think that shit is funny. The fuck is niggas laughing at run up? You got some cash in that, knock on your mama door. Your head sitting in the bassinet while I'm on a G4, smoking up half a jet. Off season in New York, smoking up half a jet. 246 bars, ain't broke half a sweat. Just got half a meal, gave the hood half a check. And I done shot it out with probably over half a jet. Sometimes just for the love, the other half respect. That's that hood shit, I'm living good, bitch. Out of my mind, like breaking off half a X. Moving through Hollywood faster than a bag of meth. Yep, niggas better watch they step, lest they in a fraternity. But that ain't concerning me, let's get back on this ape shit. Back to the basics, cold words, flip birds in the kitchen with cake mix. Yeah, Betty Crocker that, then hit the block with that. Cut off khakis, house shoes, and a stocking cap. It's why me, these white jeans, red tip socks. My flow of 38, don't make me have to cock it back. Shoot it like Olajuwon and bring the old Rockets back. Two holes in your face where your sock is at. Bring the whole hood out and show them how to drop a rack. They got them brand new Porsches out, I'm copping that. V12 under the hood, ain't no stocking that. Panoramic sunroof, me and this chick watching glass. My hood light, cameras in the bumper. Watch your ass, get your ass smoked around these parts, youngin'.
shop.fattedup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, when you can bat it up.
Yeah, 2S Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Mixer and mastering. Video production.
Website.
Graphic design.
EPK.
Artist development.
DJ. And much more.
Special
rates and discounts. Studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit 2westent.com. Starting them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Oh, let's go.
Hip-hop live.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
Like him.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Fly, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get him.
West Radio, what the fuck it is, man? It's West Coast Wednesday. Throw your doves up. What do? West Coast, and put another one up for Wednesday. So throw it in two hands, you know what I'm saying? Let's get that shit in. And on, bro. Truly, huh? Let's get it.
Yeah.
What the fucking business here?
Oh, nothing. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. You know what I'm saying? I've been like up and down for a couple of days, but I'm doing good today.
Good.
I had to put my nigga the game on. So he's going to, we didn't listen to the whole 400 bar, but you get the idea.
I heard it. I said, oh, y'all, he had to go on play it. What's up, Sweepy?
Right. Sweepy. Sweepy. You must be in timeout.
She put herself in timeout.
Yeah, she put herself in timeout. JoJo Loco, what up, baby?
What's up, baby?
Hey, JoJo.
How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm high as fuck.
That nigga say high as fuck or tired as fuck?
High as fuck.
I'm about to try to get high right now. Hold on. Fuck this. I'm going to get high tonight.
I'm smoking now.
Hold on. I'm about to smoke too. After I crack this beer. Hey, my boy, the boys are so tight. Oh my God.
Well, I was waiting to hear it. I was gonna drop
some of the bars and let y'all hear it tonight. And then let y'all hear some more like Friday. I'm gonna let y'all hear a gang of that shit on Friday.
Yeah, I need to go on here because I might change up some of my bars after I hear.
Oh, now you talking about me changing my bars? Oh yeah, I'm telling you. I got one section about all them motherfuckers that supposed to be in True West. I got another section about these other niggas. Yeah, I'm about to do a section about these other niggas. Oh, everybody got their own section. I'm going to try it because my nigga said, you could do 400, man. I know you can. I'm going to try to pull out the whole 400. I can do it.
You can do it.
I got so much shit to talk about. And so many people to talk about.
Do 50 a day.
Huh?
I said do about 50 a day. Well, you already got more than that anyway, so.
Yeah, because I did 32 today.
Yeah.
You know, but it ain't gonna, every day ain't gonna be like that. You know what I'm saying? That you could just,
mm-hmm.
Some days you just ain't gonna feel it, so you might not do nothing. But I'm so powered up. And I talked to Battle Cat today, and he got me so fucking mad, so he getting ready to get his section.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, yo, what it does, bro?
Yeah, I'm right here with my child, with her mama and
sister. Sound like high track, like track when he out like,
Nah, I'm just saying shit. I'm just waiting for me to hear if her surgery went because ain't nobody hitting me back.
You said what?
I'm waiting for my baby mom to get out of surgery. Somebody to hit me and let me know how she's doing, even though I don't care. But
you said your baby mom?
Yeah, you do
care. Yeah.
I mean, what kind of surgery does she have?
She cut her tendons and her ligaments and tendons and shit in her back.
Oh, wow. Yeah, but you do care and we
fell on the towel and the bottom cut her leg open.
Well, anytime when anybody has some surgery, man, we got to pray for them. I don't give a damn if them motherfuckers taking a goddamn splinter out their feet. You know that? Pray for all the surgery. Even though if we hate motherfuckers, we don't want them to die.
Right.
So, trust me, there's been a whole lot of motherfuckers that been in surgery. I was like, I wish their ass would die. And I said, no, God, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that.
I'm killing. Okay. I'm in her living room right now. My feet don't
look like nothing. Oh, yeah. Well, you good, man. It's all good. We're praying for it.
We're cool, but you know what I mean? We cool, but we not cool. I don't got a knock when I come over here. I walk straight in.
Yeah. I know one thing. It's hot as a bitch around here.
It sure is. It's hot.
Good God Almighty. then my goddamn sister-in-law, my wife, man,
this
coughing, sneezing.
Wait till the summer come.
I ain't going in the house tonight. I'm gonna stay my ass out here. I ain't even going in the house tonight. There ain't no, them motherfuckers ain't even gonna have me coughing. Fuck that. I'm already dealing with this fucking allergy shit. I can't be motherfucking sick with them and dealing with allergies at the same time. There's one good thing, nigga, we got the house COVID test, so I can test myself and see if I got COVID. Fucking with them. I ain't going in the house. I'm gonna be in the studio all night. Hey, look.
I was just reading and praying for that lady. You know, I can't remember where she is. I don't know if she in Baton Rouge or something, but she got two kids, and she finally decided to let her 14-year-old, you know, just go somewhere by herself. And the little girl was walking and ended up falling in the Mississippi River. And when the girl fell in the Mississippi River, her 8-year-old sister tried to jump in and help her. And when the 8-year-old sister jumped in, she got caught in the current. And then the 15-year-old boyfriend, he was the boyfriend of the 14-year-old. He jumped in and trying to save both of them. So all three of them kids have been lost in the river for about, it's like the third day they've been searching for their body. It is just sad.
Wow. I mean, I don't know. Well, I think I would be doing the same thing. There's been a whole lot of situations when people been in precarious situations, and I came to their rescue. So
yeah.
I went. I mean, it was like, damn, okay. If you do it, this could happen. If you do it, this could happen. If you don't do it, because it was I remember.
You gotta look
at
it this way. You're not thinking. You're just reacting. You get what I'm saying? It's a difference.
Right.
It's just that reaction. That, you know what I mean? I've done that shit a lot, especially when I was doing CDF and fighting force fighting. I didn't think about the consequences, what would have happened. I just did what I did, not thinking about, like, nigga, if I would have just fucked up, went wrong one way, nigga, we all would have fell on top of the rock and died. But I wasn't thinking constantly. I was just thinking of saving him because he's my partner.
It's just me.
You know what I'm saying, nigga? We came to, he had my back, I got your back, and that's how it was.
It was a black cat. I remember when I stayed in Altadena, and Altadena got steep hills. So I'm walking up the fucking hill. I got my beers. And this dude, he was walking down the hill. This thing got a briefcase. This nigga, it looked like he was happy as fuck. And the motherfucker S.A.'s pulled up and just started mopping this nigga. Nigga, I put my goddamn beer down and ran across the street, and I started giving them essays, the blues, nigga. Bye, 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 bye. I don't even know this cat. It was just a reaction. And, you know, the thing about it, I'm like, man, the essays pitched up to the car and left, and I was going, well, you know them? He was like, no, I don't know them. He's like, I said, what's going on? He said, well, I'm getting ready to go to my second interview. Because he was trying to get a job. This nigga had on a suit and all that. Now, essay jumped out on him. I seen the motherfucking essay jump out on him. Nigga, I put my beers down, nigga, and ran across the street and started giving their ass the blues, my nigga. And he was like, I don't know them. They just did it. I was like, dude, I brushed that nigga off. I was like, dude. And he went on, he was just going to the bus stop, you know, to get this second job interview. I said, I hope you get the job. And that motherfucker went on, you know, and I went on my way. And then I seen that motherfucker again. And the motherfucker came up, and when I seen him, I was like, hey, did you get the job? He said, yeah. He said, here. Then they gave me $50.
Oh.
I want to help. You know what I'm saying? 86. Hold on.
Yay, yay. What's up? What's
what
up, everybody?
What's up, baby?
Okay, Charlie. How everybody been?
How you doing, 86?
I'm doing all right. I can't complain.
I could, but y'all might not want to hear.
No, it ain't gonna do no good. We just living life, you know.
Yeah. But yeah, that's my story. I didn't know this dude. I just seen these three Mexicans jumping on this black cat that had a suit on and a, you know, and he had a briefcase. He was trying to get a job. But he was walking down the street before they pulled up on him. That nigga was just smiling. It was like, damn, my second interview. I'm about to get this job. And the motherfucking Mexicans just pulled up and started attacking him. Before I put my peers down, I ran across that street and started giving them niggas all kind of hate. Hey, hey, hey. And he was like, oh, thank you. He was like, thank you, sir. Thank you, thank you. I was like, no, it was just instinct. You know, it's something different. Instinct is way different than just, I don't know. Instinct is a motherfucker. Yeah, I don't know. But any case. Oh, man. How y'all day going? You know what I'm saying? Nigga, we on some goddamn Wednesday shit. You know what I'm saying? What's all days looking like? Y'all good? Y'all overworked, underpaid? Hey, well, we all underpaid.
Doing good.
Very underpaid.
Okay. That means, huh? Okay,
I don't know what I missed the first half of the show.
Well, you ain't really missed nothing. We was just sitting up here talking this random bullshit. I'm just trying to see what everybody's feeling like today. Y'all good? I'm bringing it over.
I feel real good. I don't know about nobody else.
I feel good.
Yeah, I'm all right.
I feel good. You know what? It's crazy. I woke up today in a crazy ass mood. I usually don't be in a good mood. I mean, you know, I'll be happy about, you know, being able to wake up. But when I wake up in a good mood, that shit's crazy.
Yep.
You know, it was a... I had somebody that needed a couple of dollars, and I was actually happy that I could give them a couple of dollars. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that
made me feel good whenever I could, you know, help somebody. So helping and, hell, waking up and breathing, God damn it, this is a good day. When you open your eyes and you start looking, that's the best thing in the world. Now, if you lay in there and you open your eyes and you don't see nothing, you might be fucked.
Hey, baby, it's a good thing.
You might be fucked. You open your goddamn eyes and be like, okay, hold up. I can't see nothing. That means your ass is dead. I'm just saying, for real.
What?
At that point, you just getting a whole lot of rest. That's it.
Okay, you won't get a whole lot of rest. Cause now you gotta figure out what goddamn elevator you getting on. What elevator am I getting on? You be like, fuck.
Somebody tell me what
they
I'm walking in on.
They gonna be like, hey, they'll plug over from the hat, and they're gonna tell you what floor you go to. I'm like, well,
like,
shit, I'm fucked.
Up a room with Jesus. You don't know if you're going
you get
to
that
the upper
first
room
floor,
or not.
You already know you ain't going nowhere.
It just be that one little glowing light going down, nigga. And then you just gonna be on the goddamn the elevator that's going down like, oh fuck, I'm going to hell.
Oh shit, you going to the basement. Fuck, damn, I knew it. I knew it. I'd have been like, I knew it.
That nigga said I'm going to the basement. I wanna go to the basement, nigga.
Hell no, nah, I'm gonna go at least in a third or fourth floor, you know what I mean? At least go up, not down.
You know what I'm saying? At least get drop me off on the third floor.
I'll walk the stairs the base away.
You get in the elevator and then it's only two lights. So you either going up or going down, and you push the up button, and you be like, mm-mm, you ain't going there. So you only got no choice but to go to the basement.
Elevator only go one
if
way
up. If I can't
off.
Go up, I'm gonna hit the door open button, and I'm just gonna be a ghost.
Yeah, I just stop the elevator in the middle, like, mm. If I start going down, I'll be stuck right here.
Oh, now they don't want me to come back as a spirit, because I'm going to fuck with a whole lot of people.
You know?
But I'm going to wait. But I'm going to wait the best time, though. I'm going to wait till they start getting intimate, and then I'm going to come and start doing shit.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Mm-hmm. Like, you feel a cool breeze in here?
Yeah.
That motherfucker going to see me today.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-uh. I'm be that spirit that's gonna cover myself with baby powder so you can see me walking around the room.
Hey, look. Tell my wife, I say, if I die, y'all better, you better stuff me and put me in the corner. In a glass case, you know what I'm saying? I'll be watching y'all all the time. I say, but you gotta make sure you change my clothes like every day. You know what I mean? I just be what they call that shit?
Petrified. Yeah, I wanna stand in the corner. I wanna be dead in the corner, but change my clothes every day.
Hell yeah, nigga, I'm just dead. Nigga, what they doing in motherfucker? They do that shit, what's that shit called? God damn it.
Nigga, you better tell them to get you some Velcro outfits together, nigga, so they can Velcro with a different outfit on every day.
Nigga, I just be standing in the corner all day, dead in the motherfucker. Put my Laker gear on. God damn it, it's Laker day. Put my goddamn Niner gear on. It's Niner day. She gonna get another boyfriend or something. She be like, "What's that over there in the corner? Oh, that's my ex-husband. Well, my husband. But that nigga did.
She gonna tell him. You need to pull up a chair. Y'all need to talk.
Wait a minute. Do anybody understand that the purpose of the box is so you don't decompose? Because I would hate to see you standing in the corner and your arm fall off.
Wait, all they got to do is get some Gorilla Glue and put that motherfucker back on.
Hey, no. You know what? What is that shit called? Hold on. What is that shit called? it's like clear. Nigga dip his ass in that shit, so therefore he won't disintegrate or nothing. He's gonna be a glass figure.
Shellacking. We gonna put some polyurethane.
That nigga say
hell
poly-
yeah, polyurethane his ass.
Scratch, that's the other beat right there.
Oh yeah. Hey look. Y'all motherfuckers got it bad, I'm telling you. I be like, nigga, put me in the cone. Just change my clothes every couple of days. You know what
I would
saying?
Tell them
you gonna have everything.
Go,
you gonna
but
have
I
everything
really hate to join in on this conversation.
Huh?
I said I would tell them to dip me in gold if that's the only choice. But I hate to join in on y'all conversation because y'all they y'all.
Oh,
tripping.
What? Dip? You ain't gold? You just want to be just a gold statue? Oh, that's just be tight too, though.
I'm going to wear you on a chain.
And just put me some diamonds. Put some diamonds in the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Fuck yeah. That's even better.
You give me some toothpicks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't put me in the ground.
I want to get dipped in some wax and rolled in some teeth and sprinkle with some weed.
Let me get me
that nigga just be getting that nigga be damn still goddamn getting high.
Man, I was watching some about that movie, how high. I was like, what if somebody did do that? JoJo sound like he's trying to be ivory.
I just break off a finger and smoke one of them fingers.
You can't put nothing past JoJo.
I think, because you think about it, if you dip yourself in the wax, it's going to preserve you. Then you roll yourself in teeth and then sprinkle yourself with weed. One day, you know what I mean? Somebody might be, you know, they having a bad day. They're like, man, I want to get high. They can just scrape a little bit off my elbow. Go in their pocket and keep it pushing.
Oh, come.
Walking moon.
So you think a nigga just going to have an extra 30 minutes before he dies to get dripped?
I'm
going to check the fuck out.
Hey, I'm going to write in my will on my dying deathbed. I want you to put weed smoke through my fucking oxygen tank.
I don't know. That's how weed smokers. Y'all weed smokers got that crazy.
Well, shit, if I was an alcoholic, I'd be like, nigga, put that motherfucking Hennessy through my motherfucking straw. But I don't drink.
I'd be like, all right, make a naked statue on me, and then all the goddamn alcohol, I'd just be peeing that shit out.
Hey, oh shit! So, are you gonna tell them to make a statue of you? You gotta make sure you die with his heart, because if you go soft, they gonna be laughing at you.
Oh, nigga, it'd be crazy because you don't know where that shit gonna be shooting out, nigga. You don't know if that shit gonna just go right in your glass, it's gonna get in your face.
So your phone go hit, it's gonna come out your ass and your penis?
I said, you don't know if it's gonna go in your glass or in your face. That's a squirt, nigga. You don't know, nigga.
Okay, R. Kelly.
I want to piss on you.
Mm-mm.
It won't
Thank
be
you
me.
For coming
it'll
to the piss fountain.
It won't be me. It'll be the statue. So I ain't got nothing to do.
Matter of fact, I think we need to start making some of R. Kelly to start selling. Like, hey, we got the new pee fountains for you. The golden shower, R. Kelly style.
That is the golden shower.
Man, he got just as famous for that as any of his music. I promise you.
Hey, that nigga Dave Chappelle, right? When that nigga did, I want to piss on you, I was laughing like a motherfucker. Y'all see that shit?
My favorite one is the other one. I'm Rick James.
I had to rewind it. I had to watch it like three times. That shit was so funny.
Players want to play. Ballers want to ball. I want to pick on you. That's just funny. Right, these motherfuckers just
Rick
crazy.
James was my favorite. Rick James was the one.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you.
Hey, Lil Jon, too, though.
Fuck your couch, nigga.
That nigga Dave Chappelle.
Oh, Lil Jon, what's funny?
That nigga Dave Chappelle funny as fuck.
Nah,
but I
that,
think he
but
just,
the one that
everybody,
really...
Everybody went over.
Kill
everybody
me.
Started thinking that he was just too overboard. Nigga, when that nigga has a Chappelle show...
I like
show,
his shit.
When that nigga had a Chappelle show, I was crying. That nigga had me crying every night. It ain't a whole
especially
lot
when
of
that nigga was playing, he was a white supremacist, being black, blind.
I think that's what you was about to say.
Nigga, the Chappelle show had me dying every fucking night. I watched that motherfucker. Oh, shit.
Or when he was a crack, or when he was a playing a crackhead.
Hold on.
There you go. Had all that white powder on his lips. I was like, no, 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 no.
Hold on. Y'all making me miss the basketball game. What kind of bullshit is this?
He wasn't, that Chappelle wasn't never funny to me.
What?
He wasn't.
Oh, you? No, I don't know.
Hey, I'm not the only one that thinks that, you know.
Nigga, Dave Chappelle was funny as fuck. He was funny as
I like the skits better than the comedy. But I thought that the show
you,
was funny.
You know
what?
You know
funny
way funny to me? Kevin Hart. That
he ain't funny no more.
He
used to be
funny.
He
ain't funny neither.
He ain't funny to me. Because you remember when he first got his breakers when he did Soul Plan.
Yeah, but he said the same shit over and over. Like, come on, come with some new shit.
He was acting like
the beginning when he was acting like his daddy, when he was looking like his daddy and shit.
This nigga ain't never been funny to me. He was on Soul Plane. That's the first time when we ever seen him, when he was on Soul Plane. And the first thing that I started thinking about was that nigga trying to act like Chris Tucker. With that, man, you know, nigga, you will. Mm-mm. I was like, this nigga ain't funny. He still ain't funny. He ain't never did nothing funny to me. My wife be going, oh, listen to what this motherfucker say. I say, I don't like his motherfucking ass. I ain't watching. That nigga ain't never said a funny joke to me in my goddamn lifetime.
Someone else said it was funny to me, but he another one. The act of a story is funnier than just a joke. Like, you have to be, I forgot what to call it, when people act it out and do this and that, they funnier that way than when they just stand there and talk.
I'm gonna tell you too, nigga. Chris Tucker ain't funny to me. Motherfucker.
It's been so long since I seen Chris Tucker. I mean, and
he's
he
funny.
Didn't want to
Chris
be
Tucker
funny.
Funny.
He thought he was serious. That's why he ain't doing nothing.
Chris Tucker ain't funny to me. That motherfucking that little bastard ain't funny to me. No. You know what? The motherfucker.
What about fucking what's this goddamn
name? The funniest nigga to me is Cat Williams. Cat Williams is funny as fuck.
No, Cat Williams used to be funny as fuck. Let's get it straight.
Mm-hmm.
Used to.
Well, who you think?
And they going around fighting teenage
right
kids
now.
He going around and getting beat up by
teenage kids. Anthony Anderson ain't funny. You know what I'm saying? All the motherfuckers that
George Lopez, none of them. None of them been funny
Not even Carlos Mencia, wherever the fuck he disappeared to.
Nigga, that nigga Carlos Mencia was funny as fuck. Him and
if you think about it, he kept saying the same shit over and over, just like Kevin Hart.
So I'm just saying, who do y'all think is probably the funniest comedian right now?
I'm gonna say Bernie Mac. What about that lady Jess? You know who I'm talking about? That lady, her name, she go by Jess. I like her.
I don't like her.
Wait a minute.
She wasn't funny to me even. She all right, but she wasn't that funny to me.
Wait. Who are we talking about? She comedian, Pat
Finch. Jess Hilarious.
That's a lie.
Yes, you are.
I know. So you saying her, who you saying?
I don't know.
What
it
else?
Takes a lot to make me laugh.
You know what? I'm going to tell y'all really who's funny as fuck. D-Ray. D-Ray hand down.
Oh, yeah. D-Ray is funny as fuck.
Yeah, D-Ray still man. Funny.
Like, I ain't going to lie. When
Carlos
I went to go
Miller
see him.
Is funny to me.
Yes, and Cedric the Entertainer, he's funny.
Oh, man, he a king, though.
But let me tell you,
hey,
underrated.
Hey, what's that dude's name? The heavyset dude with the funny looking head.
I said Bruce.
Yeah, when he's like, my mama said.
Oh, you talking about the one with the no neck.
Yeah, I just went to go see him.
Oh, wait a minute. They get them confused.
The Last Factor.
Wait a minute. I know his name. Shit. What is his name?
Bruce.
It's the other one, and he always said, let me tell y'all something. I'm not Bruce Bruce. I want y'all to know that right now. I'm not Bruce Bruce.
And look, Earthquake is funny as a motherfucker. Let's see.
What the fuck was this thing? Yeah, Lavelle Crawford. Yeah. Not too long ago. I went to go see him at the Last Factory. Then he came out looking like a banana.
Yeah, that's it's a funny motherfucker out there, but.
I swear. Okay, hold on. Shit.
He is funny. He's talking about.
Put the weed down.
I look good. Y'all been. I don't care if y'all laugh at me. Whatever. Y'all, I look good tonight. I look like a big old gallon of milk.
Look. I mean, it's a whole lot of motherfuckers out. I'm just saying. My motherfucking favorite is Dave Chappelle right now that's living. And Cat Williams. Because Cat Williams is funny as fuck. That time when them motherfuckers say his kid was running through the motherfucking house, and then he went to the doctor and gave the pill, and his kid stopped running through the house. And they say, son, you all right? He said, yeah. He said, what do you think about running? Well, they couldn't run because then they got them pills. That shit was funny as fuck.
Man, he's funny for most of the shit that he done got into more than his comedy now. Because a while back, he had, got into a fight. He got his ass flipped by a 15-year-old. The video, oh, my God.
I think a little 16-year-old nigga beat that nigga up.
Yeah, he was like 15. He was like child abuse. He was like, that motherfucker, he abusing me. He said something crazy. And even the little boy was laughing.
You know, I think that was kind of set up, though. But anyway, that nigga
was tweaking. He was out there bad.
That nigga cat was Craig. Did y'all ever see, y'all see Meet the Blacks too?
Hmm? I'm trying to think. I think I've seen it.
Oh, when they got Michael Blackson in it? When they got Michael Blackson? Okay, we're all in that fucking world.
Michael Blackson, Mike Epps. Lil Duvall.
He wasn't George Lopez,
was it? No.
Now you switching up the movies. That's what you talking about with the Wayne's brother and the heavyset comedian. What is that Mexican dude named, the comedian? And they did the ritual and they start cooking the chicken after they killed the chicken.
Oh no.
And then he was sleeping
with
the dog.
It's another Asian dude. It's funny too. I think his name like Joe Coy or something. It's a couple of people out there that's funny.
You know, it's a whole lot of shit that got give me motherfucking laughing. Hold on. Oh, I ain't even see. I was sitting over here in my back turn. Big old Gigantor, homie. Motherfucker Scotty D. Hey,
got me on mute.
Oh yeah, I didn't even see how my back turned to the goddamn thing. Then Mr. Everywhere up in the building. Hold on, let me give y'all some claps. I'm trying to see. Let me see if I give y'all.
Got us on mute. Been on mute for hours.
I'm sorry. I had my back turned. I couldn't even see the goddamn thing. I had my back turned because I was watching a basketball game. But look.
I know they got something to say. Who y'all
Big
think is funny now?
Deion Cole is funny. Earthquake is funny. Dave Chappelle is the funniest.
Mm-hmm.
And who else?
And Mr. Edward, my bad. Mr. Edward.
And Samora is my female, Samora.
Man, Samora is good, but I don't even... Does she do comedy anymore?
Yeah, she still do comedy.
Because I know Cheryl was like, bitch, I'm a doctor. What's up? The other lady.
Cheryl Underwood is funny, too.
Lunel is a trip.
Lunel is really good.
But you know what I'm just saying? Like, you know, a lot of those comedians, they kind of like, some of them low-key fall off. Like I say, Dave Chappelle, to me, never falls off. Because that nigga always tell them what's so funny.
He's like one of the best. And the way he put together his shows, his dialogue is superb, man. It's above everybody out there. Can't nobody touch his dialogue, bro.
This nigga he like the new Richard Pryor, for real. Dave Chappelle is like the new Richard Pryor.
No, it's like, it's weird. It's like, it's funny. He's funny, but I don't understand what he's talking about.
He can't be the new Richard Pryor. Richard Pryor had content, He had enough content to do movies.
But look, what the fuck you think Dave Chappelle got? He just happened with the...
Hey, Richard Pryor had the Pryor Show. Richard Pryor had three series. Come on, man.
I remember the Richard Pryor Show.
You can't
But look, though, I bet you, hey, look, Scotty. I bet you, nobody on this motherfucker knew that Richard Pryor had the Richard Pryor Show. He had three shows. He had Pryor's Place, the Richard Pryor Show, and he had the kid, but I can't think what it is. It was a kid thing. He did a kid show.
The kids sing the darnest things. When them kids used to have them kids and they say some of the crazy things.
What's the name of the show, though?
Kids
do the darnest
things. Oh, yeah. And wasn't he like a funk singer back in the day?
Who, Richard Pryor?
Hell no, he ain't never sang.
It was somebody
it was
that started off.
His show was called Pryor's Place. Pryor's Place.
Right. Yeah, Pryor's Place, the Richard Pryor Show, Kids Do the Darnest Thing. Go to his IMDb. His IMDb and put everything up there. IMDb.
Wow.
Richard Pryor. He got content.
So
you can't compare.
So, hey, Gigantor.
Yo.
Who is the funniest comedian right now?
Like out right now with the most content?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dave Cat Williams.
Dave Chappelle got the most content.
Yep.
Cat Williams. Cat Williams put on a really good performance. Cat Williams got to take this stuff really seriously and get back on that stage, man, do what he do. Cat Williams is one of the funniest out there, man. They can't say he's bad.
Oh, look, y'all.
He just got personal.
And check this
Cat
out.
Williams.
I remember seeing this because I watched a documentary about him. In 1963, he did start off singing and doing comedy, Richard Pryor.
Oh.
And I think he played Richard Pryor, and I think he might play an instrument too, but I can't remember.
And you know what? That could be true because he got a movie out called JoJo Dancer.
I saw a clip of him singing.
That's a film
on him. Just some black and white TV.
And you know what? That's true because he was on the Johnny Carson show. You're right. He did do a little singing. And it didn't work. That's why he started cussing.
Mm-hmm.
And blew up. Bill Cosby started telling me he wasn't going to be shit.
We wasn't talking about hell, Richard Pryor, you know, he was one of the greatest. But those
you got to say it comes to scratch. You can't do... It's like you can't say nobody is better in basketball than Michael Jordan. Richard Pryor, can't nobody in comedy say they better than Richard Pryor. Nobody. Nobody can touch that man. He's the GOAT. With a capital G-O-A-T.
Well, see, you know the thing about the difference between... You know, I'm talking about today. I don't give a fuck about what happened yesterday. You know, when it comes down to Michael Jordan, because now it's a whole lot of people who get surpassing Michael Jordan, and there's a whole lot of people who surpassing Richard Pryor.
That's the same for me. A lot of people really ain't surpassing the old material.
Ain't nobody passing Michael Jordan. Richard Pryor. Nobody. I don't care how long they be in the game. They're not going to surpass neither one of them dudes. Can't do it. Can't be done.
That's us as old school motherfuckers.
I'm looking at the stats, man. How do y'all judge that
Michael Jordan? I mean, y'all judging by rings or what are y'all judging by with Jordan? Robert Ory got more rings than Jordan.
That's what I'm saying.
In Jordan's era.
It's the era of both of them.
He ain't no Bill Russell. Bill Russell did his thing back then, but Robert Ory got it in Jordan era.
Yeah, that motherfucker got more rings than goddamn everybody in the league. If you really look at it, Robert Horry. He got more rings than all the motherfuckers.
He got the rings, but he don't have the points. He even have a big old, he barely made it to the NBA.
Look he got more. Stats. Robert Horry got more rings than Jordan.
That's rings, man. We're talking about content. Other than rings, the whole package, man. To be a GOAT, you got to have a full
look.
Well, hell, we got to talk Kareem then if we're going to do that.
Right.
Yeah, but you got to take the stats. You got to look at the numbers and all
Kareem.
That comes into rings don't matter until when it comes to stacks, y'all. You gotta know. I don't know about sports, but I know that much.
Yeah, I know you don't know about sports because you a Cowboys fan, so you just stay out of the conversation.
You gotta look at it.
And you sitting there looking at the Lakers, looking sorry as fuck. Or I forgot their season over. My bad.
Okay, yeah, but the Cowboys they was gone first. Bye bye. You was up here when they went bye-bye.
Well, y'all might get Kaepernick back. That's what they're talking about today.
Man, you better put Kaepernick back on that motherfucker.
49ers, they talking about it. The owner is.
Or whatever. That ain't got
if they do,
we're not getting ready to talk about
that. They brown nose and they putting that nose all up in his ass.
We ain't talking about y'all whack-ass Cowboys. We talking about something totally different. We were talking about comedians, and then all of a sudden, we done went somewhere else.
Hey, you said that word, though.
Huh?
You knew that was going to happen.
I knew it was going to happen, sweetie. I knew.
You put it out there like that. What you expect?
Hey, look. So... We agree that Richard Pryor was the best. I'm talking about who's the best now.
And we said Dave Chappelle.
Yep, I agree. But everybody else don't agree.
Okay. We all got opinions.
D-Ray
is tight like a monster.
D-Ray ain't got content, though. Huh? He don't have enough content to be a good kid. D-Ray is in a whole different league. He in the B league. He can't in the A league.
Yeah.
It's so special, but he can't go out on the road to the D-Ray show. You can't go out and say the D-Ray show is coming to town. We're going to steal out every sports arena and every form of college center around. No. It can be part of the package.
Mm-hmm.
He's not ahead of
it. Hey, look,
the people that's supposed to be the A people are not that funny to me. And they was funny at one point. That's how they got there.
I'm going to tell you who really ain't funny to me. Is that goddamn, what's that nigga, Mike Epps? That nigga is not funny.
Yeah,
even when that nigga was on Friday. When that nigga was on Friday, I was like, what the fuck?
Mike F. ain't funny. Get to acting funny, then fall off. They still, and they not.
Mike F. ain't funny.
Mike F. is funny. Mike M's funny. You must got him confused with the ring around your lip.
Y'all can fuck around and slap him on the ass all day. That nigga is not funny. When that motherfucker was on Friday, when I seen that nigga on Friday and that nigga was trying to, I was like, this nigga.
Wait, hold on.
That shit was funny.
Todd
was funny.
We got to clap him on
his ass. That was funny, man. You
guys,
you just ain't got no funny bone no more. You getting old, man. You ain't got no laughter.
Nigga, you older than me,
cuz. What are you talking about?
Tell
him, Scotty. I got the funny bone. I be laughing like a
matter of fact, I was just telling my homegirl when I was at the walking car call, I'm going to watch me a good stand-up comedy show tonight on Netflix, Stars, and then I'm going to go watch The Force. That nigga ain't funny. Mike Epps ain't funny. He got a stand-up show right now, Scratch. I ain't going to lie, man. That shit was not funny. I was mad as fuck. I'm mad as paying my money to go see that show. I cut his ass out. Whack as fuck. It wasn't funny. Like, I kept saying, like, he was doing the same thing over again. I'm like, damn. That nigga's whack. Kevin Hart was funny. Really funny. Kevin Hart is being whack.
He was funny, though.
The first he did Soul Plane, that nigga, he was trying to act like motherfucking Chris Tucker. You must have got him in Paper Soldiers. Remember, he was in the Dame Dash flick. He was right there. He was in State Property and Paper Soldiers.
That nigga was right there.
That nigga was funny in Soul Plane. I don't care what nobody said.
You got that feather bone, nigga.
Hey,
all
man,
y'all
love
feather bone ass niggas, y'all
got a
laugh. I'm like, who is this cat trying to act like Chris Tucker? With that goddamn, yeah, nigga, baby, yeah.
Well, that's good, because Chris Tucker made his own
Well,
call.
The movie was wrote for Chris Tucker. I mean, so, you know, I don't know what you really expected from him. Like, you know what I mean, as far as Friday goes.
Okay, I'll say it. I got a fucked up sense of humor, but all them motherfuckers are whack.
No, I mean, he all right, but every now and then, everybody loses it for me. And a lot of them, honestly, they more funnier in their role than on stage. And that might be because of editing, you know? A lot of them might never get to the stage because the editing be whack as hell.
You know, I'm going to tell you, the only thing I like, that little motherfucker, I loved him when they did Jumanji. That was the only thing I liked him in. When they did Jumanji, that's the only thing that I really like. That little fucker, what's his name? Bam. See, Kevin Hart, man. Don't get it right. I ain't gotta get it right. I don't give a fuck. Fuck him. But I'm just saying. That was the only thing that I liked him in when he did Jumanji.
What got me was when he put that dress on, I was done. He
wasn't funny in Ride Along? One and two?
Nope. He wasn't funny in Ride Along. He wasn't funny in CIA with The Rock. He wasn't funny in all of this. None of that. It seems like the nigga tried to war, cuz.
You make a decision that you're not going to like a person, and then you don't give them a chance for nothing. Because this some of the
movies.
That
is bullshit.
You tripping.
I just don't. He don't fucking tickle my goddamn.
When that nigga pulled up, when he pulled up in that lowrider and hit the switch and got out and did a flip and his fucking badge fell out in front of all them gangsters, that shit was funny. That shit was the funniest shit ever.
That shit was whack. That shit was whack. I like him more in the jungle with The Rock, nigga. That nigga's not funny to me, bro. He's never been funny to me. So, I mean, that's just my fucking opinion. God damn it, y'all don't crucify me because I don't like the niggas. Just because he don't make me laugh like, ha, 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 like y'all motherfuckers.
I like Dave Chappelle every day.
Y'all ain't getting ready to make me like this nigga, cuz.
But Dave Chappelle, everything he touched went good. I liked everything Dave Chappelle did from, Blue Collar.
Like Dave Chappelle, hella funny. Kevin Hart, not funny. He ain't funny to me.
That's what I'm saying.
Kevin
Thank
Hart.
You.
So he ain't funny no more, right?
It used to be funny.
Yeah, I ain't never really, because, I mean, it's like the average cat in the neighborhood. Like,
his first special, that first thing he did, that shit was so funny. That nigga was walking, talking about he was with his daddy came to see him on the stage, he was walking and hitting everybody in the head with his private thing. Come on, man. That was Nate.
He was talking
about.
Hey, look, Scotty, you old, bro. You're the oldest man on the block, nigga. So yeah, that's gonna make you laugh like a motherfucker, but not funny to me.
It's all right. Okay.
I'm just saying, Dave Chappelle and motherfucker Cat Williams.
I don't understand what being old got to do with it.
Because the nigga old.
Okay.
You old. I'm getting old too.
Okay.
What you talking about? Shit. We all right. Old.
I'ma stay old, laughing my ass off, and all these funny niggas.
Yeah, you can laugh at them. You can laugh at all that whack.
Because they said I ain't a spring chicken no more.
Look, I'm gonna tell you some wild shit. Like my wife, right? I be sitting in there just chilling, and then she go and pull up a goddamn video, and she is busting the fuck up. She's busting the fuck up. Oh my god! Look, babe, look at this. And I be going, okay.
That's it.
It's gonna be funny to me. Everybody got a whole different sense of humor than everybody else. It don't matter if you old or not. Everybody got a different sense of humor.
You gotta break the monotony, man. You gotta quit being so serious.
Oh, goddamn. You sound like you a robot now.
I'm in close to Amarillo, Texas, that's why.
I am? Yeah, it's just, you know, my sense of humor is a whole different way than everybody else's sense of humor is. You know, Jesus up there, I be sleeping. I hear her busting up off of some shit. And then when I wake up, she say, look, babe, look at this. And I be like, I don't see nothing funny about this shit. That's it, whack as fuck.
Well, what's funny to you? I think that's probably a better question.
What's funny to me is whatever the fuck I laugh at. It ain't nothing in particular. It could just be something random to make me laugh. But just because you laughing at it don't mean I'm gonna laugh at it.
See, but that's why I said what I said earlier. Because I don't know. I just feel like people born towards the end of the year is the same. And I'm going to tell you the truth. If I see you and I don't click with you and I don't vibe with you, it ain't going to be a damn thing you could say that's going to make me give me any reaction. So I feel like it's just something you don't like about these people. So, you know, whatever they saying ain't going to get to you anyway.
See,
especially,
reaction.
You know, if you're not watching the whole thing. But it's a good reason because that go back to what you say, everybody is not going to think, you know, the same thing is funny. It's something about his character that everybody else laughs at that you like, hell no, nigga, what?
Motherfucker be sitting up there busting up off of shit and I be looking like, that shit is not funny. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like I don't have a sense of humor. But you really got to do something to make me laugh, you know what I mean? You know, it's like my son. When my son come over here, I be shooting so many goddamn jokes, that nigga be on the floor rolling. And then everybody don't take my damn jokes like that. I be saying some shit, this nigga be on this motherfucker on the floor laughing his fucking ass off. That don't mean everybody else will fucking take the joke the way I said it.
Mm-hmm.
I do that shit every time my son show up. I say something to make that motherfucker hit the floor. I make his ass hit the floor every time I see him. But that don't mean it'll make you hit the floor. It won't make Scotty hit the floor. It won't make Trudy hit the floor. It won't make Hell Love hit the floor. Me and this nigga be sitting here just clowning. I'll make that nigga hit the floor every time he comes. Just clowning. So it's just like comedians. Comedians, them motherfuckers, some of them make me laugh. Some of that shit be whack. I be like, that shit whack as what? Nigga, Barn Lawrence used to make me fucking laugh like a motherfucker. You know what I mean?
And see, that's the thing. A lot of people, even him, are better in their role than actually on stage. Like, on stage, like, it's okay. It's funny, but the stuff that make me bust out laughing is when they in their role.
Yeah.
They dig in, they go deep. Like, all that, when he putting people out the house, and that scene with him and that damn, with that stuffed dog and shit like that. That's not what you see when they on stage. But he's still funny, though.
Right. Goddamn, Scotty, you left? Came back? Hold on, let me see. I had my back turned again. Cause I'm sitting up here watching a goddamn basketball game. Now, I'm about to play a couple of jams real quick. Now, we got a few more minutes. Let's see. I know what I'm gonna play. I'm playing some old school shit. Let me see. Okay, I'm gonna play this shit right, y'all. We're gonna play a couple of goddamn songs, and then we can be right back. True West, you know what I'm saying? This is my fucking West Coast Wednesday. We're about to get it in. Watch this shit. Hey, look. I love my scratching. My scratching is tight. True West Radio, give us a call, 323-642-1597. Let's go.
Deep bass and piano in the background. Everybody's looking for a new kind of sound. Relating to lyrical outbursts. I'm out of control when the drugs in my tongue start to roll. Constantly, I claim 187 posse. New world is the best it can be. Assassinating competition on the microphone. Acapella, you will swear I had a megaphone. Because my voice is loud. With a hand clap, I am able to rock the crowd from a standstill. Everybody waits for me to feel, so I chill. And do I put my voice on the reel? Get my record is pressed up. Let the bass boom till your speakers get messed up. King scratch on top of a pile. I'm versatile, and I got style. Any competition?
Don't be. I'm here to let you know that I write for the new world. I'm not just any girl. I'm a female rapper from Cali, representing Grand Jury. You can't come close to me because I kick the style, then change it. Break it down so I can rearrange it.
You can't even step to this freestyle flow.
12 bars before bars to go, so pump it up, let the bass rock. Let it be known all the way around the block. Versy be on top of the pile. I'm versatile, and I got
to the style of lyrical terrorists. Step to the stage, everything that you can deal with is vocalist, making my tongue run a marathon. My hands around a mic and it's squeezing like a python.
Kick a rhyme for the 187. By side, New World 211. Dog in lyrics on a 24 track. Paid in full, now it's time to relax.
Max time is over, now writing again until the ink runs out of my pen. Then I get a knife and carve them on the wall just to see the M stand fall.
This is just to let you know,
in a lyrical battle you best not to show.
New world on top of the pile,
I'm versatile
and I got style.
Manifested, recognized, or experienced world, a division, section, or generation of the inhabitants of the Earth. Mafia, a secret organization composed chiefly of lyrical terrorists and beatmakers. Style, overall excellence, skill, or grace in performance, manner, or appearance.
Check, check. Say why? Why? Say why? Why? All y'all sit back, relax, and take you to the olden time. And rap rhyme wasn't the only thing I had on my mind. Pushing niggas back to stress. Oh, how can I get rich? Turn down the mic. Turn out your trick, don't switch, stay in true with what I'm in this game to do. Cause Hollywood tends to get around like a flu.
Yeah, and most of all, most of y'all bitch made. So baby, yes, the King T merge from the Shizmade. And put it in the air like the Tronic can smoke the West Side. Baby, no can T going for broke. So like, keep it how we deal it. Keep it if you feel it. All the set trip and kill it. It only takes a minute for King T to set the party at ease. Grab the silver satin, roll up some weed. Snatch a hood rat with a proper ass weave and dash to the floor. And boogie with the rest of the G.
To all my niggas, I'm getting bold. To all my bitches, I'm getting bold. And if you're down with smoking drugs, chronic weed, and sex, grab your dick, make it sweet and bold. To all my bitches, I'm getting bold. To all my niggas, I'm getting bold. And if you're down with smoking sex, chronic weed, and sex, grab your dick, make it sweet and bold.
Baby, yes, I get stressed with these punks on the tube. They wanna be me, they wanna be you. That's the only thing that's true. I swing through, hit them with the bomb like boom. When I'm dipping in my hood in my powder blue chrome, tickling the switches, Dayton's all chrome. Can't leave it alone, keep them bouncing at the crib. But hold up, baby, yeah, tell them what you did.
I touched the blue moon, my body feels numb. The busters play a hating on the way I choose to come. One love for my family, immediate killers. The ones I trust to count my tickets while I'm stepping on liquor. Blazing on some sticky green, the rum pulled up on the scene. Up and down kings, stuck up in some young teens. So many dreams we seen for a woman with cream. Dipping in my gangster lean like your video screen. To all my niggas, I'm getting bold. To all my bitches, I'm getting bold. And if you're down with smoking stress, chronic weed and sex, grab your dick, make them squeeze your balls. To all my bitches, I'm getting bold. To all my niggas, I'm getting bold. And if you're down with smoking stress, chronic weed and sex, grab your dick, make them squeeze your balls. Now listen, what you hear is not a test. It's that rilla from the west named Baby S. And I got the gangster hit, making little busters wanna write. And other brothers fight, but they can't sound like the nigga roll supreme, dropping bombs every time I done stepped on the scene. Scene's my only dream, it's for platinum plus. And in God we trust, I gotta do it in a rush.
Trust we gon' bust, trust we gon' fail. Cause all through I.A., plus the county jail. That nigga King T known for stacking his mail. Sitting in the module, waiting on my bail. California, haters let me warn ya. The two killers gaming up on ya. King T and Baby S navigating through the west. All hoods, all sets, some G's on deck.
To all my niggas, I'm getting bold. To all my bitches, I'm getting bold. And if you're down with smoking stress, chronic weed and sex, grab your dick, nigga, and squeeze your balls. To all my bitches, I'm getting bold. To all my bitches, getting bold. And if you're down with smoking stress, chronic weed and sex, grab your dick, nigga, squeeze your balls. To all my niggas, getting bold.
like the fool now. Like a trampoline going up, and when she come down, face low, her back up. She got that wet breath snapper, you can't pass it up. Cause once you hit that, you come back, can't get enough. Hey, T5 on flight, about to hit this all night. This girl doing big things in my life. That's the kind of stuff that I like. Dinner's on you, I'm about to eat this food. Your boy's all in the mood. It's like 6 in the morning, I'm trying to keep going. The way she doing tricks, got the crowd really going. See, you have one of these little homie, you ain't knowing. Cause she rides your boy like the waves in the ocean. Rolling it, backing it up. Call it a dump truck. She got that wet breath snapper, you can't pass it up. Cause once you hit that, you'll come back, can't get enough. Hey, D5 on flight, about to hit the all night. Girl doing big things in my life. That's the kind of stuff that I like. Dinner's on you, I'm about to eat this food. Your boy's all in the mood. So girl, what you gonna do?
Motherfucker that you not. Freezing cold ass niggas always thinking that they hot. It's just a waste of time trying to help the inconsiderate. The blind leads the blind. That's the reason why they feeling it. Check my fucking head. I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man. Niggas ain't real. They just along for the ride. If you call yourself my brother, you be standing by my side. Instead of trying to be that motherfucker that you not. Freezing cold ass niggas always thinking that they hot. It's just a waste of time trying to help the inconsiderate. The blind leads the blind, that's the reason why they feeling it. Check my fucking head, I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man.
Yeah, what it do, West Coast? It's the old man Loaf. You are now listening to True West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet.
West, sir, this is Ill Gates and you rocking with King Scratch on West Coast Wednesdays. Let's get it.
Welcome, welcome to the True, True. West, nigga. Welcome, welcome to the True. West, nigga. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the True. West, nigga. It's that True West shit. We got King Scratch in this bitch. Sweet, sweet pea. Gorilla Soldier. Oh shit, that big homie Scotty D. And then it's me, JoJo, nigga, the loco, you feel me? And then you got Have Love. Yeah, you know what? We got the homies in this motherfucking world. We got Mr. Everywhere. We got K9. And yeah, we got the homie King Fine. We got Brother Ali. Yeah, yeah, you feel me? Yeah. True West, nigga, yeah, yeah, ooh-wee, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's that True West.
Hip-hop started in New York City. The West Coast hip-hop story has never been completely told until now. It's told by me, Scotty D. Spencer, a visionary, pioneer of street promotions, and the creators of the first hip-hop custom sportswear clothing line. We promoted over 1,000 house parties, dances, movies, stage plays, and corporate products. We helped record labels sell over 500 million records. Proof that we wrote the first blueprint on how to do street promotions in the early 80s in Southern California. My disclosure states, if you disagree with anything in this film, based only on my own opinions, don't blame it on my heart. Blame It on the West. This is how the West was won. The film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How the West was won.
I can't say nothing about that.
Huh?
I can't say nothing. I'm speechless.
I know you
got something to say.
But you ain't got nothing to say about that one.
Got nothing to say.
Yeah, I'll be playing that too.
Okay, I was looking for Scotty D saying a real drop. Like, yeah, it's True West Radio, fool. Y'all know what it is. True West Radio.
Hey, look. You on your way out here. We're going to do that. I want
the
you to do that
crack.
When you get here. When you get here, I want you to do that.
Listen, everywhere what? You going to do what?
Yeah, I want you to do that when you get out here. I want you to do that.
That was off the top of the brain, Scratch. I ain't going to remember all that.
Just keep putting it on your brain while you on your way. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Well, you know what my mission is out there this time. I'm going through Amarillo, Texas right now. Come get the truck. We're going into a brand new business, y'all. Buying us a box truck and go make us some money.
Hey, we need that box truck so we can put it in the studio and just pull up on it.
That's gonna be the mobile home.
The studio truck, nigga.
I thought about doing that too.
I'm gonna do the mobile home like that. And just pull up on them, jump out, do interviews, all that.
Nigga, we just throw the goddamn power cord out the window and be like, plug this up, man.
I've been experimenting solar energy a little bit.
That should be cool, like some solar shit, but motherfucker be like, oh, I can't come to the studio. I got the kids. We just throw the goddamn cords out the goddamn window and be like, plug this shit up.
What up?
Yeah. And be in that motherfucker. Here you go. Just plug this into your... We probably couldn't plug it up to like that. We have to fuck around and do it like I do it when we did, We had to hook it up to their box. Yeah, we running off your electricity. Fuck that.
My boy Sean, he had a generator outside.
Generator?
He ran his off the generator. Yeah, a generator.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we could have generators, but I would think that I'm throwing a cord out the window and y'all plug it up into your house or we can use your electricity. We got to pull up. You know what I'm saying? They gonna have to roll the studio on there.
Too, but you can do what I'm doing, that solar energy. Because you can store it.
Yep. That's true.
Nigga, we rolling up with the studio, motherfucker. You gotta do something else. Other than pay us. I'm just saying.
You put your solar panels on the roof and pull that energy. And have your generators as your backup. The mobile homes got generators plus the batteries.
Alright, motherfucker. Hey, look. If you gonna do it, that's good. I'm just talking about the way I would do it. I'm throwing a goddamn power cord out the window.
I was just telling you because I had experimented. I've been
you know, it's a lot of stuff that I want to do when I get older, when I get the money. I wanted a coffee truck, and I still do, but that was the actual reason why I went to work at Starbucks, because I wanted a coffee truck. It was like, let me see, do I actually like this shit? Can I put up with these people? Because I don't really like people, but they were cool. They just want coffee.
All you got to do is get your credit together. Go to lesco.com. They'll teach you how to get your grants. And you're a single, and you're a black woman, too. You'll get that coffee truck next month or in the next 60 days.
Mm-hmm.
Just credit.
What's the website?
What's the name of it?
Lesco. L-E-S-K-O. It's an old-ass white man with question marks on it. He'll show you how to get them grants.
Yeah, because I'm ready for all of that. I've been also looking into making seasonings and all that kind of stuff, too, so that,
right,
you know, a product is not going to really expire if you can't sell it all next week or this week.
That's
a Is anybody in your family a veteran?
No.
Hey, Drew? No cousins, no uncles, no nobody?
Not nobody alive.
My granddad a veteran.
So you want to get you a Navy Federal Credit Union account. They got the best, that's the best bank in the whole world that help people get businesses. They do the best loans, the best credit cards. If you get a relationship with them, you win it. They do pledge loans, personal loans, car loans. And it's not for like no $1,000. They give you like a $15,000 credit card, $25,000 credit card. They just do a pledge loan for $500, help you increase your credit. They do personal loans up to $50,000. Personal loans. Oh, man, this company's off the chain. And it's right there in Texas, Navy Federal Credit Union. Go on YouTube and see what I'm talking about. And it's easy to get in. You might can just, if you know your granddaddy information, you can say, yeah, my granddad was a veteran. And they'll probably give you an account, open an account for like $10.
Yeah.
And you're on your way. You're on your way.
Well, y'all gonna do y'all goddamn thing. You know, my father, he was in Vietnam, so you know what I'm saying?
Well, you ain't got no Navy Federal Credit Union, because you don't want to drive. Scratch don't want to drive all the way to Ridcrest to China Lake to open up his account.
Driving nowhere to do shit. Nope. I'm good. I'm just saying. Lord.
You made that right there?
Huh?
You made that?
Was that so?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. That's me all day. Hell yeah. I ain't playing nobody else's songs on my shit. Not like that.
Kirk got everything. Elevator music. He can make cowboy music. Rap, hip hop, gangster music.
You feel good cut that shit out, Scotty.
He can do anything.
You know,
they
rap today.
Huh?
The backpack people, they rap today.
Know what to do with that goddamn
truck. I bet Mary J. Blige can work with it.
Mm-hmm.
Not no regular nigga can fuck with that. Nigga, I've been trying to rap to that track for like a year.
Everything ain't supposed to be rapped on. Ain't supposed to rap on everything. Everything ain't rappable.
Ain't rappable, huh?
Ain't rappable. It's like everything is Googleable, but everything ain't rappable.
Okay.
Somebody said that, but I don't think it's not your type of music to rap like that. If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's it.
Cause that's like one of them. I don't want to call them soft, but they're not soft. But they just rap different, and they use different
jazz. This is jazzy.
Yeah, you can rap one thing off of that. You probably ain't gonna have a whole lot of bars, but you can do a little something if somebody sings on it.
Oh, yeah, baby, no, you
got what I need.
Sometimes you just gotta put a hook on it. Talk a little bit.
Hell no. We gotta do that.
Oh, baby, you.
We gotta do that one. That ain't the one. Oh, shit. All right, let me see. Look, I got something else. Excuse me. Oh, that's something totally different. Oh, shit. Scotty, so you gonna be out here, what, tomorrow?
I'll be here tomorrow, probably tomorrow morning, tomorrow night. No, tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, it's gonna be all good then.
So I got about 16 hours of driving, so I'll be here like tomorrow about 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock.
That motherfucker bad, man. You and Julia, y'all motherfuckers gotta be driving. I can't. Nah, nigga, I'm getting on the plane. Fuck it.
Hey, where Julia live at? Julia, where you live at in Texas? Oh, she went to Louisiana.
I stay in Louisiana.
Yeah, you had to go through Texas. I'm going away now. I ain't never went before. I'm going through, like, Texas to 297 or something like that. 287.
Yeah.
I ain't fucking with
Dallas to Amarillo, Texas. The back way.
Cause if I'm getting ready to come, I swear, if I drive to Arkansas, if I drive to motherfucking Monroe, Louisiana, you best believe I'm gonna be out that motherfucker for about a month. Fuck all that driving and turning around and coming back type of shit.
I'm driving.
Be like, they gonna be like, damn, Scratch, when you going on? about 3 more weeks.
You gonna let the legs rest.
Now, see, it'd be different if I catch the plane, yeah, I'll go home like in a couple of days, but if I drop, this is a Scotty. Scotty will drive down here, be here for 2 days and turn around and go back to Arkansas. Ain't no motherfucking way.
Now, see, that might not be as bad, but just the thought of driving from like through Texas and you going all the way to El Paso and then go where you going, that makes me never want to leave the state ever again. The only thing that saves it is that I know it don't even take that long to get to Louisiana or Mississippi or North Carolina. It takes so long to get through Texas, like, man.
Scotty will come down here and stay for about 2 or 3 days and turn around and go back home. Ain't no fucking way. If I got got in my car and I drove down to Arkansas or Dallas or Houston or motherfucking Louisiana, y'all motherfuckers better, I'm posted for a minute, because I am not getting ready to turn around and come the fuck back home. That ain't going to happen. This nigga come down here and stay for 2 days and then drive back home.
It took 3 days or at least 2 days to get up out of Houston.
Scotty.
I mean, out of Texas.
I don't know where that nigga, Scott Tavely. That nigga don't hear it. But I guarantee you, this nigga will drive down there or stay down there for like 3 days and turn around and go back home.
If I drove to Louisiana,
y'all motherfuckers better be ready for me to be there for a goddamn month. I am not giving a turn around and come back home.
What is Scotty stay at?
Arkansas.
Oh, okay. Right down the road.
I think it's like right down the road. I don't give a fuck. See, all y'all living like Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, Oklahoma, all y'all like right there in one little circle. So it don't take a long time to get. But niggas coming from Cali, going out there with y'all, oh, nigga, I'm going to be out that motherfucker for at least a month. If I grow, I'm going to be out there a month. I ain't, Y'all motherfuckers just be, I don't like riding. I don't like driving. I don't like none of that.
I don't even know why you said Texas, because just the thought of how long it takes to go out west just pissed me off. I can get to Louisiana, Oklahoma, and wherever you said before that. But the thing is, I'm coming from the bottom of Texas. So the time that it takes me to get to Louisiana is the same time that it takes me to get to, like, Dallas and shit, which is crazy because I'm still in the state.
You guys are right there. And all that stuff. When you coming from Cali, that shit is like a whole nother thing.
But do you understand I can get to Louisiana, a whole nother state, before I can get to Dallas, Texas?
I know.
It's crazy.
Because all y'all, everything is close together. You know what I mean?
That ain't close.
Louisiana is going one way, and then Dallas is going up. It's going up north.
It shouldn't take me that long to get nowhere inside of the state. That's what I'm saying. That's too long. Like, this needs to be two states. It's too big.
Yeah, we didn't make the states, and we didn't make the goddamn, you know what I mean, how far it is from place to place. We didn't do that. I said, motherfucker. Well, you know, whoever makes these motherfuckers.
And you know, these ratchet-ass people, they had Texas used to be a whole damn country. So maybe that's why. Because it still don't make no sense to me.
Goddamn, take this goddamn dog and all. I think I did here. I did. I'm sitting up here trying to find a dog, and maybe I took him in the house already. Goddamn Chihuahua don't care. She can run to be out here. It's the wind starting to blow. We can run to go tornado. Whew. That's where So.
Tornado.
Mm-hmm.
You got a minute left.
Huh?
So you got a minute left.
Oh, yeah, okay. We got 1 minute left. True West Radio. I wish y'all could call in and make something happen. 323-642-1597. If not, I will get with y'all on Friday, yeah. You know what I'm saying? True West Radio. And we might be out. Shit, I'm sitting up
here. Yeah,
I'm sitting up here walking around. Oh, we already out. Okay. Hey, Mr. Everywhere made it in before the end of the show. Mr. Everywhere. I'm trying to make sure I got everybody in it. Yo.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God damn. We got confetti and we got motherfucker Red Valley. What's happening?
Hey, can you hear me? Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. We can hear you.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell going on?
Oh, man. Going on?
I don't know. I'm trying to ask you. That's what I just asked you. Goddamn.
You asked me what the hell is going on. I said going on.
What's good? Mm-hmm. What's good, Red?
Going
what's
around.
Good? Confetti? Oh, man.
Oh, damn. Now I got the whole group
just thankful. Just thankful. I ain't seeing tears of ugliness looking at you through the eyes that I can't see. Oh, my bad. We supposed to be nice on Wednesday, right? How you doing, bro?
No, you ain't got to be nice. You ain't got to be nice.
Right,
you can get started right now. Spaghetti and his band called Garlic Band. He got spaghetti in the Garlic Band.
God damn. Hey, he over there selling international promotional service for rubles. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, hey, y'all got Rush over there holding the gas back. You know what I'm saying? Nobody want to pay rubles
out
for that
week.
Shit.
Album coming out next week called Chef Boy RD.
Mm-hmm.
Spaghetti and the Garlic Band.
God damn. Hey, we gonna, hey,
that's
hey.
That's confetti, you motherfucking Red Valley.
Yeah, but you know I'm gonna get started. He wanna get started on Wednesday. Let's go. We ain't got to wait for no stop sign. We ain't got to wait for no stop sign. Let's go.
Okay, oh yo. You got only got you a second win on the weekend. I ain't pop up Monday, so
man,
you got you a second win. Yeah, he was crunk. He probably waiting the whole weekend. Oh man, I thought Wade gave you a promotion job. He said he got one view on his whole goddamn video. It's been out about 2 months now.
Yeah, yo, they won't even let you upload yours. They say you got to be able to have one fan before we can upload your video to YouTube, and you can't be your own fan.
Hey, wait, so you mad at you. Let's see.
Damn, you can't get one like? You don't even like your own video?
Oh, damn. Wait, what the hell?
Hey,
damn.
He said, don't blame it on your condition. Making it hard. He said, you've been doing this to joke. He said,
yeah, we ain't heard from you since 6ix9ine ran you in a perky off the set the other day.
He probably got more fans while you can't see than when you could, because everybody else, when you could see, they only got two fans.
Oh, there you go.
You know what I'm saying?
They said you and T-Pain, been bitching because couldn't nobody come to y'all concert out there in Dallas. Y'all said they couldn't even get the janitor to cut the light on. He said, I ain't cutting this damn electricity on for goddamn two people, you and T-Pain.
They still mad. They say you sold about 1,000 people the same beat. Hey, they say you gonna tell 1,000 people the same me. Tell me, I'm gonna give y'all 2 months.
Hey, Scrat. Hey, Scratch.
Can't get your computer to work.
The Fetty doing shows in the House of Mirrors to make it look like he got fans in the crowd.
Right. They just over there. They just say he can't make no more beats.
Like it, but
he got
a whole lot
won't
of
boot up.
Here.
Hey, he over there trying to say beats on floppy disk still.
Hey.
He's doing a show in the House of Mirrors and get mad at the promoter because everybody in the crowd got on the same outfit he got on. <laughs> he got the everywhere trying to shake back, talking about he's selling floppy disks, souvenirs. Tell me he got a beat on it. You know damn well nobody gonna check that beat. Come on, yeah, you trying to sell your greatest hits on 8-track.
Hey, you can use that
beat computer you got as a life jacket. You know what I'm saying? With the flood around there.
He got his new album coming with them leg warmers on.
Oh my God!
He got that goddamn Richard Simmons headband and James Funnel leg warmers on.
Hey, you know what?
Call Fetty Spit album.
He got a workout.
Oh my God.
Hey. Real Alicia, he wants some
beats,
though.
Yeah. He got the goddamn skeleton suit. He got a skeleton suit in the closet.
Hey, sell us some of them beats, man.
Yeah.
Hey, we don't want no beats. Hey, we just want, check it out. He said he just wants some of them beats. He don't want the promotional package, goddamn it, because he know that shit don't work. You know what I'm saying? You got to get them damn beats away. You can't get them beats away to Goodwill. Goddamn. Goodwill trying to charge you to hold your beats.
I know you not talking.
You still
go to that studio with the drum kits, with the drumsticks and the pickle bucket turned upside down?
Goddamn.
Looking like the new edition album cover. Got the trash can
Hey, Buddha still trying to shoot for it.
You Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, or Mike? Which one are you?
Hey, Buddha still trying to shoot for last promotional packages you ain't never paid him for.
Mother Art, turn the music
on. You have to count me out.
Man. Y'all motherfuckers.
Come on, man. Hey, what's up, man?
Goddamn,
promote me, pack it. Buddha say you still
Hey, Confetti said, Mr. Telephone Man, there's something wrong with my life.
Have love called me before the show started.
I get it clicked every time.
Have love called me before the show started. Tell me you offering the promote bank kind of records.
Mr. Every Edition.
Mr. Telephone Man.
Hey, that motherfucker over there singing in the closet. That's where his shit been the whole life. That's what the record did.
I know you ain't talking about me singing in the closet.
Goddamn promotion.
Confetti, you still got that shoe shine stand?
That motherfucker trying to promote on Facebook and can't work it.
he done taped that crack pickle jar up so he can have a tip jar.
I told you to use that pickle bucket
when you get done playing the drums.
that nigga using Buddha to promote worldwide. Goddamn. That's what it is. He's paying Buddha. Buddha's still mad at you. He's trying to sue you, man.
He got an upside-down McDonald's pickle bucket talking about he Fruity Loops.
Hey, Buddha say you trying to get him to put that shit, them tracks on Zone 24 TV. He said they don't sound right. You know what I'm saying? If she can't go on
Zone
24
TV. Oh, man, I know he did.
Y'all motherfuckers.
Hey, that's right. That's why you got that song Wing Wong Number, because that promoter called you, said, sorry, Wing Wong Number. He said, I'm trying to get a hold of confetti. You said, this is cousin spaghetti. I got a four-piece thing called garlic bread. Got the garlic band.
Yeah, man.
Get in the garlic band. He said, we can't pay you for the band. We're going to have to pay you to do a track show.
Man.
He said, I ain't got no track. I just got these two drumsticks and a pickle bucket.
Nigga say, oh, you not confetti, you spaghetti? Okay. Y'all funny as fuck.
Man.
Y'all motherfuckers killing me. Hey, look.
Got his new album called Olive Garden Greatest Hits.
Oh, shit.
That damn
spaghetti. Yeah, what's
well,
going out there in Dallas, man? Tell me something good.
Oh, man, you chilling, man. What about you?
Oh, man, chilling, man. Where Buddha Ali at, man? He
MIA. Okay, I ain't know if he on the show or not.
What's up,
hell,
here,
ain't heard from him a few days. About a week now.
Ain't heard from him a few days either.
The only Ali is he is Rev, and he done said something, and then he went back in his car.
I'll be back, guy.
What's going on, Rev Ali?
Over there, drinking soy milk and some goddamn tofu.
I just thought about this, man. I came in sauteing me some olives, everything. I ain't get none. That's what I'm making.
My nigga over there drinking all that, eating all that guy. Tofu.
Who's food?
No, tofu is not good.
If you say, who Patel gonna do?
Who you say eating tofu, Scratch?
That's you, Ray.
He lying on me, Scratch. Scratch.
You don't eat meat.
I don't eat tofu.
Oh, nigga,
you see me put
words
in. You know what? You know what, Scratch?
Vegetarian.
If you're gonna do the ad, no, Scratch. If you're gonna do the ad libs on the song, man, do the ad libs right, man.
Right,
okay. Right.
Wait, what? Tell me what I gotta do. I okay, I'm on bad.
All of that Ali urine is everywhere promoting.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But it probably didn't make it to the store out there because.
You ain't get ready to
eat that chicken leg, though. Hey, I told you, Rev Ali got some urine in a jar, but everywhere promoted. It's supposed to be in a store in Boston, but he probably didn't make it.
Hey, well, Rev and Ali, pour that jar out so he can use it for his tip cup.
Hey.
I'm gonna write him an IOU and put it in his tip cup and see if he gonna cash it.
Hey, everywhere promote the new product.
Leave your jar in the car.
Yeah, he trying to go NFT with
your jar in the car. That's your new song. That's your new
leave
song,
your
Scratch.
Jar in the car. Leave your jar in the car.
Yeah, you can't ideas from me.
Goddamn,
Scratch, we ain't shiny. We turn your vocals. Hey, your vocals over everywhere tracks? I don't know, bro. If we had to replay history, you might not be King Scratch.
We got that.
I say if we had a replay history everywhere track and your vocals, you might not be King Scratch.
I'm saying negative
every time. Well, let's look on the bright side of it.
You know what's funny? That they just be laughing at their goddamn own joke. Like, it's just super funny.
That's fine. That's good for them to laugh at his own joke.
If he see his picture on his album cover as a man, he'd be laughing too.
Yo, dude,
it's
whack as fuck. Get the fuck out
of
here.
I'm not even gonna lie, I'd be laughing at my own jokes too. That's why this nigga's so funny to me.
See, that's what happened with Rev Ali and this goddamn confetti get on the air. Them motherfuckers sit up there, they just ticking themselves. They need to be in the same room so they can just go on and, you know, tickle they goddamn funny bone.
Yeah, he got a confetti. He got a Tashkishi 6ix9ine looking like he got a rainbow colored mohawk.
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. You know, yeah. 6ix9ine was
y'all
gonna
get y'all rapper. Get together and then y'all just tickle y'all self.
Hey, confetti, you still got that Mr. T backpack and that Incredible Hulk lunchbox?
Mm-hmm. Oh damn! What you get ready to do something?
I got that backpack. I was on the way to Scratch Studio with them beats you got, and then I listened to a couple of them, and I realized I ain't had no hope in the future.
Well, you know, you can't carry them in no
Them goddamn beats had me miserable. You know what
I'm
saying?
I got a question. Yeah.
How many of your beats 86 done rapped on?
He ain't rapped on none because he ain't been over here to the house to rap on it.
Come on, man. Your brother ain't rapping on no beat. Yeah. I ain't buying none of them goddamn tracks. Your own brother ain't rapped on none of them damn beats. Can that mean your beat is everywhere?
Oh, there he goes. Oh, Mr. Funny Man. How many of your beats have you rapped on? How many of your beats have you rapped on? You thought that rapping?
Your own brother ain't rapped on. You see, nigga?
You ain't rapped on none of your own beats.
Oh, man. God, that beat is gonna circulate everywhere, goddammit.
Yeah.
Hey, Rev Ali, tell me, see your beat, Rev Ali. Rev Ali gonna rap on one of these beats. Rev Ali.
If Mr. Everywhere, he probably got something I can put together and work with, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Mr. Everywhere, he got something over there.
He gonna send it to you. He gonna send it to you on
a
Friday,
dude. He got something over there.
He gonna send it on a Friday, dude. You gotta get that type
of thing.
You gotta get a Friday this attachment to play the track.
Mm-mm.
Who playing them beats?
That's me. I think I'm doing my 400 bars, nigga.
Huh?
I'm doing 400 bars. He can't spit that.
Man, I'm just saying, man. I'm trying to spit some on that fly with this track.
I ain't doing that.
Right, I ain't got a fly with this attachment. I forgot.
And they got like three boards.
Nigga, it's boards.
Hey.
I'm strong.
Hey.
Oh, you know, don't worry about it. I quit rapping.
I can't get no beat, man.
So I quit.
You remember that record McDonald's had back in the day?
I quit.
Y'all remember that record McDonald's had back in the day? That little plastic little record?
Uh-huh.
Hey, man.
That's what it was compared to. That's what his album was on. Big Mac, Filet of Fish, Quarter Pound of French Fries.
Yeah, we did a show with
Coke,
that shit.
Big Shake, Everywhere, Ain't the Prize. Goddamn.
Yeah.
Floppy Disk.
That was compared to
his track. I saw your new track, Floppy Disk.
Y'all don't know about that.
Anyway, come on, Everywhere.
I'm tired, man. I'm tired, boy. I had surgery yesterday. Got another one Friday.
Man?
Shit.
Hey, yo, I ain't exhausted for saving all of them damn jokes for my black ass over the weekend. Mm-hmm. What were them tracks on, goddamn it? Don't go to sleep now. Mm-hmm. Turn that goddamn computer on. I know it can take about 20 minutes to power up.
Hey, Friday, I'm gonna let y'all see. I'm gonna give y'all a preview of how many bars I got. I got bars.
You ain't got nothing. What you talking about?
What you talking about, nigga? It sound like you talking through a goddamn plastic bag, nigga. Hello.
Hey, hello.
I don't know who that is.
Woo. About that. What were the boys of that, nigga? Change.
Okay.
I'm waiting on the preview on Friday.
You just said you were about to do it now.
No, I ain't gonna do it now because I ain't putting no vocals on it. I got the vocals, but I just haven't recorded them yet. I'm getting ready to give y'all a preview on Friday. I'll probably give y'all about 64 bars or something like that. Yeah, I'm writing it, but I haven't did the vocals yet. I haven't laid them down.
I was about to say, how many minutes is that supposed to take to do all of that?
Shit, Julia
bars
too.
Oh, yeah, it's a collab.
Oh, where's Julia at?
She got her own shit.
Right.
Where's she at?
Right here.
Julia got her own bar. Mm-hmm. Ain't gonna be as busy as mine, but she got what? You got like 96 bars, huh?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. I heard both of her bars. Oh, this is gonna be out. So we just do it. We boring this motherfucker out. I don't know if I'm going to do a whole 400. I don't think I can make it. That's a long-ass run. That's a long-ass run. Nigga, 400 bars is... That's 20 minutes. I think I'm going to pull it off before the summertime. I just keep writing bars. I just keep writing bars to the end. By at least June, I know I have that motherfucker. But I'm gonna let y'all hear about 64 of them motherfuckers tomorrow. I mean Friday. Cause I'm actually getting ready to start rapping these motherfuckers tomorrow. Until Scotty get here, because when Scotty get here, this nigga gonna have me working like a motherfucker, so.
What's Scotty deep in that?
Yeah, when Scotty get here, I'm gonna be working, that motherfucker gonna be. He's a cyborg. He want to stay up all night and work type of shit.
He driving out there again?
Yep.
You wasn't on his side. Bro, Buddha could ride with him. Shit.
Man, that nigga, like I said, I was telling you, that nigga, he'll drive down here and stay for about 2 days and then turn around and go back. Ain't no way I could do that. Mm-mm. If I ever pull up at your house in my car, nigga, I'm going to be there for about a month. I ain't going to.
You think you're going to be in the park on Monday?
Huh?
No, Sunday. Sunday.
Sunday?
My sweet pea. Yeah, is he be in the park on Sunday? I see him ducked off.
I see him there somewhere.
Okay. Oh, wait, I was on mute. My bad. I'm going to be out there. You going to be down here?
Man, I just came back Monday. And I had left there on the Wednesday before that. Yeah, I'm going to be out here again. I'm trying to get my mind right to goddamn get out there.
You need that white cane with the red tip, nigga?
Yeah, I got 2 red tips on the motherfucking strips. I'm a new cane. Ha ha. The old one had 1 strip. I got 2 strips.
Oh, yeah, I'm on fucking crack.
Look, Greg, the park about to be lit. There's going to be some mosquitoes out there, though.
All right, yeah. Julia says she coming out here.
You can jump
on the plane with her.
Where she flying?
I don't know what she's flying. Huh? She probably ain't getting ready to fly anyway, because you scared
the last time. You said something on the front. We're landing Vegas at the same time. Hey, that's about life. Hey, tell you, I
had his
number.
I seen a video of this couple on their first time riding a plane, and they took Spirit Airlines, and the plane was making some crazy ass noise. And I was like, hell no.
Sweet Pea, you never been on a plane either?
Hell no.
Oh, man.
Are you on a plane either?
I flew out of them, Rack.
I ain't gonna say I flew out, but I flew that crop dust and all that blue shit. I'm jumping on the plane, nigga.
A crop dust.
When I say crop dust, I mean, you know, them like 2 passengers, you know, 3 passenger planes.
Nigga, I fuck around then. Nigga, if I gotta come out there to any of y'all right now, I'm on a plane like a motherfucker. I am not driving no fucking way. I'm jumping on the plane.
I've been jumping on this goddamn bus to Dallas and Houston like it ain't shit.
Yeah,
that
I
little ride
ain't
feel like around the corner.
Mm-mm. Nigga, that's a 15-minute flight. I'm gone. I'm getting on the plane. I don't give a fuck. All that driving and sightseeing and shit like that.
I can't even sightsee. I wish I could just sit
on the plane. I'm getting on the plane.
Well, I ain't tripping though about traveling. The only reason why I wouldn't travel, like, other than Oklahoma and Houston and Louisiana, and it was because I was more scared of the people being scared of. You know, you got to really have a respect for other people's fear. You know what I'm saying? I don't want nobody to feel like, oh, you gave you around COVID, you be on the bus, there's 55 people on the bus. That's what I was worried about.
I was worried about
other people
COVID.
Feeling about their kids, their family members, and they know I'm on the bus. You know what I'm saying?
If I come to Dallas,
I'm ready to roll.
I'm getting on the plane. If I come to Houston,
I'm ready to roll. I ain't tripping.
If I come to Louisiana, I'm getting on the plane.
I can roll every 2 weeks. Come home 2 weeks, roll for 2 weeks. I'll go. I come home for 2 weeks, shoot out for 2 weeks. Come home for 2 weeks, shoot out for 2 weeks. You know, I do that shit. But like I said, I was just chilling because everybody would be motherfucking geeked out and scared behind this COVID shit.
I'm
ready to roll now.
I don't give a fuck. I'm on the plane. Whatever.
Oh, I fly too. You know what? Only problem with me flying, you know, I always find cheap flights. The only why that I don't, like, you know, my friends and stuff, it's easy for somebody to drive me off at a bus station 5 minutes and pick me up in 5 minutes versus going to the plane. You know, it's always some extra shit. So, and then, you know, it's like 20 miles and like 5 miles, you know what I'm saying?
I ain't getting no more goddamn Greyhound. Fuck the Greyhound.
I'm just saying that it's just I'm blind, so I try not to inconvenience people a lot too much. But otherwise, nigga, I jump on the plane, shit, in a heartbeat.
I'm jumping on the plane. I don't give a fuck. When the motherfuckers
you know, that shit don't bother me.
I'm about to come to Dallas, nigga. I'm jumping on the plane.
I don't know why Buckethead listening to me, because if I had to get on the plane, I'd be gone.
I didn't know this thing, trust me. I didn't listen to you, trust me.
I'm on the plane. I don't give a fuck what y'all talking about. I'm on the plane.
Tell us, hey,
if
tell
I get
us,
on
bring
the plane
her bad
first,
ass to Dallas. I'll jump on the plane with you and show you.
Unless it's a tour bus,
I ain't got no problem
pulling up. If it's a tour bus pulling up in front of Miles, I'm on that.
Take you some NyQuil. Take you some of that sleeping NyQuil before you get on that bitch so you can knock yourself out.
What on the plane?
You land. You know, the NyQuil, the sleep time, nighttime. Take some NyQuil. And relax.
Nigga, I'm fucking around. When I get on, I be fucked up every time I get on the plane.
Nah, I wasn't talking about you. I'm saying, Judith, if she that thing on, you know.
I just told you I was not scared.
I would be loaded. I'd be loaded. We get loaded before we hit the goddamn plane. We go in the goddamn thing. We get loaded some more and then get loaded on the plane. Then I just snore that motherfucker down. They'd be like, oh, we going to Atlanta. They'd be like, welcome to Atlanta.
Well,
I'm
want
like, okay,
fight,
cool.
So I wasn't tripping about flying. I'm not scared to fly. I want to fight too, so.
You're going to be good. If you get on that plane, you ain't never going to get off again. You jump on that plane.
I know one thing. I tell you what will spoil your ass, flying from Seattle. You fly to Seattle to Dallas, then you get the real, like, because, you know, it's like about 2,200 miles. You know, I drive up there. Shit, ain't nobody want to ride. You ain't going to ride no bug, or you ain't going to want to. You fly back a couple times, be back in five hours.
16 hours going to Seattle. And the motherfucker's like, well, we can go back to Cali. I said, I'll meet y'all motherfucker there because I'm getting on the airplane.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, when I was transporting trucks up there.
That motherfucker drive again.
I fly back from Seattle. Shoot, that'll spoil you because you know when you draw them trucks out there and you got to fly back, you like, hell nah, you know. Flying from Atlanta, you know, especially you doing 550 an hour, you know, 550 miles, man. It's only 7 minutes you get up there, hour and a half, you in Atlanta from Dallas. Shoot, that shit spoil your ass. That shit spoil you. That flight pass out, you wake up. It's over.
I'm cool. I don't think I'm driving no goddamn way.
And anywhere in the state, like I say, if they got a problem with the plane, they can fly on one engine, and they can pretty much land anywhere. Now if your ass was going overseas, now they'd be a different story.
I ain't
flying anywhere
nowhere
in the country.
Don't worry about that.
You good?
I ain't got to worry about going over. I ain't going overseas. That shit over there, nigga. I can't call the homies to come and help me. Hey, cuz, yeah. I'm in Lebanon, man. Can y'all come over?
I'm in Beirut. You in Beirut, huh?
Fuck no. I ain't going nowhere. Hey, look, I'm in Japan, nigga. Can y'all come over? I ain't going nowhere overseas. Kiss my ass on that one. Nigga, I got people everywhere in every state. So I call these motherfuckers and be like, hey, look, I'm over here and these niggas is tripping. They just come help. Nigga, you all the way in Japan somewhere, nigga. But then you got all these motherfuckers looking at you with their karate moves, nigga. I can't call nobody. Be like, fuck, I think I'm about to get fucked up right now. Yep, I'll stay
in the state. I'm going.
These motherfuckers, oh shit. They go to
make sure
now.
The life insurance right. So if anything comes, everybody straight, goddamn it. Let's go.
I ain't going.
You're going to get the money dead or alive.
I ain't going. That's all I'm talking about. God damn it. That's just about to stop. God damn it.